Hello and welcome to the program here on Press TV. Despite the resignation of President Hosni Mubarak, the Egyptian protesters are still out on the streets demanding real reforms. People from all walks of life have once again gathered in Cairo's Liberation Square, but this time they are calling for the formation of a civilian government. The demonstrators are pushing for the lifting of the state of emergency imposed by Mubarak's regime. They're also calling for the release of all political prisoners and disbanding military courts. The protesters say they will stay out until their demands are met by the higher military council, which is now running the country. The opposition group, the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as the April 6th youth movement, have also urged the formation of a civilian government. Weeks of anti-government rallies forced Mubarak to step down on Friday.
People's power has finally worked. Hosni Mubarak has stepped down as president of Egypt following 18 days of relentless demonstrations across the country. It was a power struggle between millions of people and a defiant leader who led 30 years of iron-fisted rule. The news was announced by Mubarak's newly appointed vice president, Omar Suleiman.
President Hosni Mubarak has decided to leave the post of the President of the Republic and has tasked the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces to manage the state's affairs.
Suleiman's brief speech came just a day after he urged people to go back to their homes, hinting that the government remained unfazed by the demonstrations.
Youth of Egypt and its heroes, go back to your homes and your jobs. Do not listen to tendentious satellite channels and channels which have no aims except to mesmerize and to weaken Egypt and ruining its image.
Weeks of massive rallies saw similar defiant speeches by Mubarak, who seemed very much out of touch with the mood in the country. Facing growing public anger, Mubarak ordered troops and tanks into the cities, sacked his cabinet, promised not to run for re-election, and vowed reforms. Hundreds of people were killed during clashes between protesters and security forces. Still, Mubarak showed no sign of giving in to the central demands of millions of demonstrators, his resignation. But it was Mubarak's last speech on Thursday that sparked the greatest outrage. Despite widespread expectations that he will finally step down, the president made no mention of leaving office.
I know very well that Egypt will overcome this crisis and that it will not be broken. It will stand on its feet again.
The speech sparked fury in Cairo's Liberation Square, the heart of the demonstrations. It took another day of vehement protests before the embattled president bowed to the demands of the people and released his grasp on power. Friday's demonstration saw millions of people turning out to give a final push to force Mubarak out. Now with the dictator gone, the protest movement's biggest challenges lie ahead. The army's takeover of power looks very much like a military coup, as according to constitution, the parliament speaker should take over. Today, the euphoria over the victory of Egypt's revolution is fresh. Tomorrow, the hard work begins.
Allahu Akbar.